Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watsmith, Farm Bureau. On this Independence Day edition of Across Kentucky, we recognize the sacrifice of a Kentuckian who was posthumously presented the Medal of Honor by President Donald Trump last week. United States Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell recognized the sacrifice of First Lieutenant Garland Merle Connor of Kentucky.
In 1941, Garland left his farm town in Clinton County, Kentucky. This quiet 21-year-old enlisted in the Army. When he returned after World War II service that spanned 8 major campaigns and earned a battlefield commission, 4 Silver Stars, 3 Purple Hearts, and the Distinguished Service Cross, he was a hero.
Although he was supposed to be recovering in a hospital, Senator McConnell says Lieutenant Connor left the hospital to return to the battle.
Lieutenant Connor wasn't supposed to be in a snow-covered forest that January morning in 1945. He was meant to be recovering in a hospital. But with his unit in need, he snuck away and returned to the front in France.
The senator says Lieutenant Connor called in artillery to save his fellow men.
Past the American line, in a ditch barely large enough to cover him, Lieutenant Connor began directing artillery against the approaching enemy. He held his ground through wave after wave of German advances. When the enemy surged, even coming within feet of him, he called in artillery strikes on his own position.
We'll have more in a moment. Farm equipment on the highway. Whether it's spring planting time, harvest season, or the months in between, farm equipment is often out on the highway being moved from farm to farm. And keep in mind, it takes only 5 seconds to close a gap the length of a football field. So if you're doing 55 and a tractor just around the blind curve is moving at 15, well, you get the picture. Slow down, be alert, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Senator McConnell says recognition was never something Lieutenant Connor wanted.
With the humility that's typical among the greatest generation, he returned to his farm and planned to leave the war behind him. Later in life, he took it upon himself to meet privately with his fellow veterans and their families, offering comfort and advice.
The senator says he was proud to see President Trump present the Medal of Honor to Lieutenant Connor's wife, Pauline, and his family last Tuesday.
I'm grateful to President Trump, Secretary Mattis, and Secretary Esper for recognizing this deserving Kentuckian. I'm proud to congratulate Pauline and her family, and I'd like to thank her for giving our nation the opportunity to salute First Lieutenant Garland Merle Connor.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.